This is Pastor Bill bringing you a News in Focus. This one is entitled, Policeman Shoots Christian Accused of Blasphemy. This was uploaded, or I should say recorded, on ChristianNews.com on Thursday, the 25th of this month, September 25th. A Pakistani policeman shot two men in jail on Thursday, killing one accused of blasphemy and wounding another who had been condemned to death on the same charge, lawyers said and activists said. Christian pastor Zafar Bhatti was killed, and 70-year-old Briton Muhammad Askar, who has a history of mental illness, was wounded in the attack in Rawalpindi, next to the capital, Islamabad. Bhatti, who worked to protect human rights of the country's beleaguered Christian minority, was on trial after an Islamic leader accused him in 2012 of sending text messages derogatory to the Prophet Muhammad's mother. His family says police investigations show the phone was registered to someone else. In recent weeks, Bhatti had received death threats in prison from both inmates and guards, his family told the Pakistani-based human rights group Life for All. He was being held in the same cell as Asghar. This is a barbaric act. There had been threats. The court should have instructed police to ensure Bhatti's safety, said Xavier Williams of Life for All. Killing a person who is falsely accused is mockery of a judicial system. The protectors of the innocent have become the predators. Asghar, from Edinburgh, was arrested in 2010 and sentenced to death in January after a disgruntled tenant presented letters he had written saying he was a prophet. Asghar previously had been detained under the Mental Health Act in Britain and diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, according to documents his lawyer supplied to Reuters. His lawyers were barred from attending the last few months of his trial. The law firm asked not to be identified for fear of being targeted by the extremists. Blasphemy is punishable by death in Muslim-majority Pakistan. This year has been a record number of blasphemy accusations, according to an Islamabad-based think tank, the Center for Research and Security Studies. Many analysts say the claims are increasingly used to settle scores or grab property. Think about what kind of... Let me just butt out of this article long enough to tell you that should just tell you of the wicked, wicked, wicked world we live in. You want to talk to me about the spark of divinity in people? How about knowing that there's a law in the books that says you're not allowed to blaspheme the Prophet Muhammad? How about barring someone's lawyers from attending your trial? How about allowing death threats to take place from guards, and then eventually the guard kills the accused? And this is done to settle scores and grab property. Think about how wicked it is. Now, imagine being in a Christian-majority nation. Now, supposedly, 80 million Americans claim to be evangelical. That's not the amount of people that claim to be Christian. That's the amount of people that claim to be evangelical, and that's 1 in 4. A great majority of America claims to be Christian. Imagine if we had a rule on the books that said you could not say anything derogatory about Jesus, and then Christians were accusing other Christians of doing this. You were not allowed to have your lawyer in the courts, and you were not allowed to move prisoners if they were found in danger of their life. Now, if this was happening in a Christian nation, wouldn't you think something ill of Christians? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you find another way to label yourself? Wouldn't you find a way to come out in public and say, this is not Christianity? But I am stymied by the fact that I do not see very many Muslims on national television saying, what you see in Pakistan, what you see with the ISIS, that is not us. Those people are not real Muslims. No, that's not what we see happening. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast, I'm usually done talking about Islam. Is it a big deal? Of course it is. But if I'm going to do a limited amount of podcasts, I'd love to be able to do a limited amount of podcasts on subjects that I really like. And to be honest, same-sex marriage and Islam and abortion, they've got a lot of podcast time from us here at Berean. But one of the reasons I felt particularly led to talk about this is because in the book Operation World, the 2010 version, The country that we're supposed to be praying for today is Pakistan. And I get on Sermon Audio, and this is one of the recent articles, and it was posted today. So I felt like that was the Lord's way of nudging me towards doing this piece. Now, could it be that someone who's also reading this book recommended this article to those folks at Sermon Audio? Sure, sure, of course. But be that as it may, I felt like this would be a good time to talk about what's going on in Pakistan. And by the way, this is not some sort of isolated case. People are accused of blasphemy all the time and then beat up on. And there was talk of a Christian girl who mistreated a Quran, and later on, after she was sentenced to death, found out that she was actually mentally retarded. And so that is what happens in countries. Saw a clip today that said, extremist Muslims kill Christians, and moderate Muslims are glad they do. It's very interesting. I don't know if that's true. I don't believe it's true. I don't think that speaks for all Muslims. And I want to be very careful here that I don't misrepresent the few. And I know before some of you would like to X out the browser, you just need to understand that some of us haven't just been in America. Some of us have done other things before we were pastors, and we've been in other parts of the world and have met Muslims that didn't know there were people that were not Muslims. Okay? And so the idea of doing harm to them has never even occurred to them. The idea of them doing harm to non-Muslims has never even occurred to them. So please be aware that you can sound like an absolute ignoramus if you're not careful. I don't want to label everything that's violent in Muslim as extreme Islam. No, I don't. I think it's fair to say that what we see represented as Islam is typically intolerant and goes under the heading of silent jihad. This dude that decapitated someone in Oklahoma last week, and then a year ago someone was decapitated in Britain, a soldier of the British forces there. Are these isolated? Yeah, sort of, but when time comes and Islam is no longer the minority, it becomes a really strong group in these countries, you'll see just how intolerant the Quran is of people who are not Muslim. I think that the character of the religion is shown when it is in the majority. Let me say that again. I think the character of the religion is shown when it is the majority. And before I get some pious gas bag to reply and talk to me about the Inquisition, there's not a Bible-believing Christian I know of that would say the Roman Catholic Church is Christian. So, both ways on that. Number one, that makes me cautious of identifying everyone who's Muslim as someone who would decapitate someone in a factory in Oklahoma. But on the other side, it makes me realize that people can do great violence in the name of religion, and then the whole time think they're doing God's service. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in John chapter 15 that there would come a time when people would throw them out of the synagogues and beat them and persecute them and think they were doing the work of the Lord. And that's precisely what Paul said he was doing. So, back to our article. At least 48 people accused of blasphemy have been extrajudicially killed, including 7 in prison or outside court, according to Life for All. Now, That's recently. Earlier this year, a prominent human rights lawyer representing an English professor accused of making blasphemous Facebook posts was shot dead after prosecution lawyers had threatened to kill him in front of a judge. Last week, gunmen shot dead a liberal professor of Islamic law in the southern city of Karachi. The killing followed years of threats from his colleagues and allegations of blasphemy. 2 prominent politicians who suggested reforming the law had been killed, one by his own bodyguard. Another politician who discussed reforming the law on television is now facing blasphemy charges. You see how this works? That is what happens when Islam becomes a majority. You see what happens. Laws against others. And I want you to understand that this is not some sort of thing in America where all of a sudden, well, we're really just so surprised. No, we're not surprised. America needs to pay attention to the fact that more and more Muslims are moving into our country every year, and eventually you have to be willing to say that you are going to protect the people that are in the country from people that want to get in the country. They don't have constitutional rights if they're not citizens. Hello? Well, remember, we're not putting constitutional rights on the level of human rights. Okay? We're not doing that. You don't get to just come here and take up residence if you don't intend on being a citizen. And you don't get to come here and be a citizen if we don't want to protect certain rights that you think you have, such as the right to be a Muslim. See, should we allow Muslims to live in America? Well, I suppose that should be thought about in a different recording. But what should be considered is that in mosques all across America, you have silent jihad terminology. They are not interested in America being a Christian nation. So what do we think about that? Well, I'm not interested in Morocco or Algeria or Libya being a Muslim nation. The difference, dear friend, is that they're willing to die in multi-generational dispositions. They're willing to think of this as a 100-year war fought through simple, peaceful immigration. And we, do you think any of us want to go to hot nations and pet the Muslim world and make it a not-Muslim nation? Oh, no. No. No, we're too comfortable. That's convicting. It's very convicting. I praise God for you listening in. There's a good chance some of you disagree, but I'd love to hear from both sides. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.